This is Missouri Appellate Opinions presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Joe David Hudson, respondent v. Joplin Regional Stockyards in case appellant, decided December 23rd, 2024 by the Supreme Court of Missouri. Joe David Hudson. Opinion issued December 23rd, 2024. Respondent, Infert, number SC-110659, Joplin Regional Stockyards, Inc. Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Jasper County. The Honorable Gail Crane, Judge Joplin Regional Stockyards, Inc. JRS, appeals from a Jasper County Circuit Court order sustaining Joe David Hudson's Rule 74.09 motion to revive a judgment and overruling JRS's Rule 74.06 motion for relief from that same judgment. JRS has standing to appeal the Circuit Court's order. Because the Circuit Court erred in finding the judgment had not been satisfied, the Circuit Court's order sustaining Hudson's motion to revive the judgment is reversed, and Hudson's motion to revive the judgment is overruled. Rule 84.14. Hudson's motion for damages for a frivolous appeal is overruled. Facts and procedural history. Hudson seriously injured his left leg while working for JRS in 2002. In 2005, Hudson entered into a Division of Workers' Compensation Settlement Agreement with JRS2 and JRS's insurer, Star Insurance Company. The settlement agreement provided JRS and Star would pay Hudson an $80,000 lump sum. The settlement covered only Hudson, JRS, and Star's disputes regarding the extent of Hudson's disability, JRS and Star's liability for permanent total disability, and expenses for Hudson's past medical care not authorized by JRS and Star. The settlement expressly provided future medical expenses for Hudson's left ankle problems directly related to this injury remained open. Hudson underwent a below-the-knee amputation of his left leg in August 2011. Star claimed that the amputation was not medically necessary or authorized and refused to pay for the procedure. On January 9, 2013, Hudson filed the settlement in circuit court pursuant to paragraph $287,500, whereas Hudson's petition named JRS as the sole defendant. 8 days later, the circuit court rendered judgment in accordance with the settlement. Hudson soon filed an equitable garnishment action against JRS and Star in circuit court. After being served in the equitable garnishment action, Star paid Hudson $92,000 for his outstanding medical bills, including those related to the partial amputation of his left leg. Hudson subsequently dismissed the equitable garnishment action against both parties. In 2015, Star commissioned a life care plan for Hudson. Star agreed to reimburse Hudson up to $610,911.75 for injury-related expenses for future medical care, accommodations, and travel. As of August 2022, Star had reimbursed Hudson $36,316. All statutory references are to RSMO 2016 unless otherwise indicated. 3. In 2016, JRS and Hudson entered into a subordination agreement. JRS granted Hudson a deed of trust to a parcel of land. In exchange, Hudson agreed to subordinate his judgment lien on JRS's real property to an unrelated lien. In signing the subordination agreement, Hudson acknowledged he received all payments due under the judgment through the date of August 31, 2016, including, without limitation, the lump sum payment specified in the stipulation for compromise settlement incorporated into the judgment. The subordination agreement also provided JRS's liability pursuant to the judgment is secondary to the liability of Star. In August 2022, Hudson filed a Rule 74.09 motion to revive the judgment in circuit court. JRS opposed the motion on two grounds. 1, the judgment had been satisfied, and 2, the Division of Workers' Compensation had made no determination about the settlement's open provision regarding Hudson's future medical care. JRS also filed a Rule 74.06 motion for relief from the judgment, claiming the judgment was void because it was entered without sufficient due process. The circuit court sustained Hudson's motion to revive the judgment, concluding the judgment had not been satisfied. The circuit court also overruled JRS's motion for relief from the judgment. JRS appeals. Standing before, turning to the merits of JRS's appeal, this court must address Hudson's argument that JRS does not have standing to appeal the circuit court's order reviving the judgment. Standing is a question of law, which is reviewed de novo. Cope v. Parson, 570 SW 3D 579 583, Motor Bunk 2019. Internal quotation omitted. Section 512.024 permits any party to a suit aggrieved to appeal from any special order after final.